Agenda item number two, I suppose this is permits, projects over 50,000, no objections. Staff recommendation for approval, so-called page two items.
Commissioner Bull, commission members, we have three, what we refer to as our page two items. These are projects over $500,000 in project costs. We've subjected them to a public interest review. There have been no objections, and staff is recommending approval of the three projects before you. And I'll read each of the items. Fairfax County Department of Public Works and Environmental Services request authorization to restore and stabilize approximately 9,724 linear feet of flat lick branch, utilizing a variety of techniques based on natural channel design principles, including stone stream bank stabilization, root rod installation, rock veins, and drop structures. The project is located within the Flat Lick Stream Valley Park between Sully Road and Lee Jackson Memorial Highway in Fairfax County. Item 2B, the City of Alexandria requests authorization to remove a low-profile concrete weir fairweather pedestrian crossing and install a clear-span pedestrian bridge across a 90-foot-wide section of Holmes Run and to restore approximately 600 linear feet of perennial stream by removing concrete and sheet steel structures and the sediments that have accumulated behind them and creating a more natural stream channel using existing cobbles, boulders, and native plantings. In this case, the project is a part of the City of Alexandria's Holmes Run Bike Trail Project, and it's located near the intersection of Holmes Run Parkway and North Van Dorn Street in the City of Alexandria. And item 2C, the Army Corps of Engineers requests authorization to construct two oyster restoration reefs over a total of approximately 40 acres of state-owned submerged bottom in the lower Piankatank River. The reefs will be constructed using only Class 1A VDOT spec quarry stone riprap material, placed using a barge-mounted excavator. It will extend no higher than 18 inches above the natural river bottom and be located in minimum water depths of minus 6 feet at mean low water, a minimum of 1,000 feet offshore of Rome's Point, and in minus 9 feet of water, approximately 3,000 feet offshore of Burton Point in Matthews County. In this case, staff is recommending approval with requirement for a pre-construction conference once the contractor has been selected to review the terms, conditions, and all details of the permit prior to installation of the material.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Watkinson. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody who wishes to be heard on any of these three matters, either pro or con? Please come forward. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God.
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Susan Connor. Good morning. Good to see you all again. Susan Connor, Environmental Analysis Section Chief for the Army Corps of Engineers. I'm here with Carrie Kennedy, who is our Oyster Project Manager. I just wanted to thank the Commission for considering approval of our permit in the Piankatank. I wanted to thank the Nature Conservancy, who is also here today, as well as VMRC for being partners on this restoration project. We wanted to acknowledge the requirement for the pre-construction conference. This is standard in our construction permits, so absolutely this is something we would do and invite VMRC to be a part of. And just wanted to let you know that we are happy to answer any questions if there's anything remaining.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine.
Susan, I just had a question of this year oyster restoration reefs. These are sanctuary reefs that are going to be placed there?
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. And as a follow-up question,
Mr. Erskine.
Is it to be, I understand it's going to be the Class A1 riprap material. Is it going to be veneered with any spat on shell or any seed oysters going on top of this? Is it strictly?
The intent is to not do any seeding. It's to just use the material.
Okay.
So, and we're also, but just for your information, we're giving credit, so, you know, our cost share credit. We're also giving credit for the seed areas and the sanctuaries being shelled by VMRC also. So that will contribute to part of the federal project as far as the cost share.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Anyone else in the audience wish to be heard on this matter or the other two agenda items here, page two items? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
I'll move to approve the page two items.
Motion by Mr. Neal.
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes. These three projects are approved.